You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own...
Joseph Mengele... didn't participate in the formation of the Nuremberg Laws directly. He had fled to South America. He died in, I think it was 79 or something, drowning at age 67 in the surf. But the point is this. The Nuremberg Laws, which pertain to people like Joseph Mengele, who experimented on people without their knowledge and without their consent, by force and fraud. He experimented on people, injecting them, et cetera, operating on them, et cetera. That's prohibited by the Nuremberg Laws. That is a war crime. It is a crime against humanity. It's a crime for which death is an appropriate sentence and was invoked against numerous people after World War II. Well, what is a non-vaccine? They're lying to you. Here's the fraud. There's fraud and force here. You're being forced, compelled. If you're an airline pilot, you can't fly a plane unless you get vaccinated. The SOBs at Delta and American and United and every other, I can name them all because they're all in on it. You can't fly a plane unless you're vaccinated. In fact, you have to be vaccinated to the standard of all countries that airline flies to. That's compulsion. That's the person's breadline. That's the way he feeds his children and pays his rent or his mortgage. You're taking away his job. That you might as well hold a gun to his head. That's forced vaccination. And it's an unknown treatment. It's not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is a, what is the term they're using? It's a genetic therapy in which you are the guinea pig. You are being experimented upon. They don't know what their damn genetic therapy with the mRNA technology that's never been used on people, has never been successfully used on animals, and in fact, all the tests on the animals killed all the animals. And you are going to be compelled? Now, get this. Because it is, they're doing it in the military. They are not yet able to order every soldier to get vaccinated. They are effectively doing so. Get this, as soon as the FDA issues an authorization that the non-vaccine is safe, they have the power then to compel soldiers to get vaccinated. All right, well, let's go on. Let's go back to Donald Trump, because we're getting lost here in Kelso. Let's get to Donald Trump. This is much more interesting.
The governors, we said, open up your states. Schools should be opened immediately, right? Immediately. Our border security actions were completely necessary, and Joe Biden's agenda is every bit as radical and disastrous as I predicted. I said all these things. Remember in the second debate when I talked about energy, And he said, no, he's against energy. I said, whoa, I felt like Perry Mason. That was the last question, right? That was the last question. I felt just like, I said, did you hear that? Nobody could believe it. But you know what? He wasn't lying. He's destroying the energy industry in this country. He actually, that was one of the things he told the truth on. I wonder what I will be proved right about next. Perhaps it will be the election. Perhaps.
Now, on that note, when he said the election, he got the loudest reaction from the crowd. Everybody leaped to their feet. Everybody's cheering and roaring. Perhaps it will be the election. That and then people are holding up a sign behind him. Trump won. Trump won. Our nation was stolen on November 3rd, folks. And if that stands, America is gone, gone, gone. Not to be gotten back.
The evidence of fraud, irregularities, and illegality is already overwhelming. And frankly, it was a long time ago. Democrats used COVID to cheat. They illegally changed the rules in the key states and mailed out millions and millions and millions of absentee ballots all over the place. People went in to vote, Republicans. I'd like to vote. I'm sorry, ma'am, you've already voted. No.
Key point. He made this in Wellington, Ohio last week. The Democrats, the communists, used COVID to steal the election. Perfect formulation. If you had to summarize it in one sentence, a short sentence, our president just stated it right there. The Democrats used COVID to steal the election. And they're still doing it.
I haven't. I waited for this day. I've been waiting for a year to vote. You voted. I'm sorry you voted. Here's an absentee ballot. They didn't use them. They didn't use them. They stole the votes. People walked in by the tens of thousands to vote. And these are solid, strong, great people. And they said, you've already voted. And three things happened. People would go crazy. People would get a little
bit. Let me go forward just a little bit. This is good, but I want to get to an even better stuff. Okay, now he refers to the fact that Governor Kemp of Georgia and is the Secretary of State or Attorney General Raffensperger, these creeps, these cowards, these neocons, these rhinos, sabotaged Trump in Georgia. Then they sabotaged the two Republican candidates for Senate in Georgia, and they lost the Senate in Georgia by not cleaning, by many things, by signing a deal with Stacey Abrams. They rolled over like squealing pigs to obey Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. These people should be run out of the Republican Party. These cowards, these fake Republicans. Now let me get you where the president talks about this. You're going to love, I'm getting to the best part. Here it comes.
Nobody's ever seen these drop boxes. They're called drop boxes. People coming in, nobody knows who the hell voted. And they came out 96% for Sleepy Joe Biden, right? 96. He got 96% in some of them.
Let me go forward.
Did everything possible to facilitate fraud, just like you would do in a third world country. That's what happened with this election.
We're warming
That's
up
why
now.
There are so many people here tonight. If we lost the election, I still would have a good crowd because we have a good. But you know what? I wouldn't have a crowd that goes beyond what the eye can see, that stays in a thunderstorm where they're going, ladies and gentlemen. There are massive rains. We're in the midst of a storm. There's lightning. Please, please go home. And nobody wants to go home. They didn't leave. Look at you. Some of the women are a mess. Now, actually, it's true. No, look at a woman. She's a mess. But the truth is you look more beautiful now than you did when you went to the beauty parlor. So you can save a lot of money. That's true. You actually look better. You just don't know it. You're real. It's great. But think of it. Thunderstorms are coming. Please evacuate. Please leave. Nobody left. I'm glad to say you're all here because, you know, if you weren't, I would be blamed 100%. And why didn't Democrats get legislative approval mandated under the U.S. Constitution to change their election laws? They changed it without getting legislative approval. Information is coming out now in Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and except for weak Michigan State Republican senators. I mean, can you imagine Detroit? Detroit, they say, is the single most corrupt district area, Wayne County, in the whole country. You had people that refused to sign documents saying the election was over. They refused. Two people, brave people. They refused. They said, we can't sign those documents. This thing is terrible. Detroit.
Now, this takes us back to January 6th. Remember, there were people with the balls to say this was a fraud. Mike Pence did not have those balls. Mitch McConnell does not have those balls. And so on January 6th, they proved it. They showed it, that they were both castrated, castrados.
Philadelphia. We have a U.S. attorney in Philadelphia that says he wasn't allowed to go and check Philadelphia. That's a big statement. I'll tell you who didn't allow him someday. I'll do it at my next rally. But can you imagine this? Because, you know, we have a deep state, too, in this country. And a deep state, they work with the Democrats and the Republicans. And those are the Republicans I don't like. In fact, those are Republicans that in many ways are worse than the Democrats. Okay.
Now, did that sink in? He said, we have a deep state that works not just with the Democrats. It works inside the Republican Party. And so don't think Donald Trump is unaware or naive on this question. He's got the full picture more vividly than probably any of us, because he's had to endure it directly.
They're worse. If Mitch McConnell had the courage and the guts, and if he was a real leader, he would have wanted to look into all the corruption that took place. He knew about it during the presidential election. A lot of these people sitting over here, they looked into it and they said, that's real.
Now, that was giant, what you just heard. Donald Trump just lowered the boom on this puke Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate minority leader now and was the Senate majority leader. He's been elected by the Republicans in the Senate as their leader. Donald Trump, you'll hear it in a moment, I believe, but in this speech, he says, you better get a real leader. It's not Mitch McConnell. He's a rhino. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's a coward. Now, folks, them's words that haven't been spoken by anybody on the no politician has had the balls that Donald Trump has to say that. So don't doubt your leader here. This man is proving his mettle. This man is made of brass.
And our country may very well have been in a much different position than it is today. I would have been vetoing every one of those bills that was sent. He couldn't approve it fast enough. He couldn't approve it. It's time to get to work on our country. Oh, great.
It's time to get to work on our country. That was his impersonation of this puke, Mitch McConnell. Can you stand looking at that ugly puss on your TV screen again for 10 more seconds? Get rid of Mitch McConnell as the Senate leader. He's not a leader. He's a neocon. He works for the other side. He sabotaged the election in Georgia, which cost the Senate. Without the Senate, Joe Biden has nothing. Donald Trump makes the point so beautifully in this speech. He won the presidency, and had Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence and the SOBs on the Supreme Court not had the courage to so state and to conduct the investigation and to get the truth about the election, the destruction of America that is now undergoing would never have gotten off the ground. Even if the demon rats had taken the Senate and the House, if Trump had stayed in the presidency, everything would be vetoed.
First thing he did is he signed 17 executive orders that were a kill. Bernie Sanders can't even believe it's happening. Okay? This is so far left of Bernie Sanders. He's going around saying, I can't believe this. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. I told you. Instead, McConnell rushed in and approved of Biden. And he looked at this stuff. He said, we have to get back to running our country, really. And you had the 17 executive orders immediately signed. And then day after day after day, he was signing executive orders that were destroying our country. I would have vetoed every single legislative approval sent to my desk. And we wouldn't be having any problems at the border with the economy, with inflation. We wouldn't be having any problems. We would have a country the likes of which nobody has ever seen before. Very sad. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans have to get themselves a real leader. You got some great senators, but
that was an amazing statement. Donald Trump said the Republicans have to get themselves a real leader. Folks, he threw down the gauntlet there. He's saying, are you a man or a mouse? Man or woman? Have you got any guts? You can't keep McConnell in there and say you have guts or integrity.
Have to get themselves a real leader. And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt?
Okay, that one caught you by surprise, didn't it? That was the payoff sentence. That, to me, that was the most beautiful sentence in the whole Trump speech yesterday. Out of the blue, and this is extemporaneous. He's not reading this off of any teleprompter. This is Donald Trump, vintage Donald Trump. Out of the blue, he says, by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Oh, my gosh. Talk about, you're not allowed to say Mitch McConnell is a rhino and he needs to be dumped. You can trump that with a statement, who shot Ashley Babbitt? So look what Donald Trump is doing here, folks. All of you that are worried, wringing your hands, that we don't have a leader, that we don't have a chance. I'm getting more and more encouraged. The more I see of Donald Trump on his Trump 2.0, Trump 3.0, winning for the third time. I think he's going to win in 2024, folks. He's got to stay alive. You can be sure there are going to be false flags. There are going to be all these people in the FBI who've been working overtime to do anything to prevent Donald Trump from coming in. They're going to be working even more furiously, more frantically. They're going to stage more black flag, false flag. They're gonna stage events to try to destroy the economy, to try to panic the American people, to keep the COVID thing going. Watch them come back with a Delta variant, Delta plus variant. That's their latest thing that they're trying to freak you out about. No, ladies and gentlemen, go out and get some sunshine. Get your D3, get your zinc. Ivermectin is available. It's not even a prescription drug. They'll make it one, but there are generic versions of ivermectin that anybody can buy online for $2. And the therapeutic value is the prophylactic value, according to Dr. Pierre Corey, is humongous.
Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun. I spoke to her mother the other day, an incredible woman. She's just devastated, like it happened yesterday. Devastated. You know, if that were on the other side, the person that did the shooting would be strung up and hung. Okay? Now they don't want to give the name. They don't want to give, but people know the name. People know where it came from. And it's a terrible thing. Right shot. Boom. There was no reason for it. Who shot Ashley Babbitt?
There was no reason for it. Folks, nobody else has had the cojones to say that. There was no reason for it. Come on, Mitch McConnell, you coward! Get out. He's not going to reform. We'll be right back. Like the
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John
was. That's Big Bad Donald John Trump. As we head into, we got 40 minutes left in this show. So we're gonna get all the way through the Trump magnificent presentation yesterday in Sarasota to a humongous crowd. Everything, all the executive summary, folks, is everything good. I listened to the whole speech several times. I'm going to listen to it at least several more times. It's that good. It's that important. And he drops gems like, who, if you just like missed 1 minute of the hour and 40 minute speech, you would miss him saying, after you missed 10 seconds, you'd miss him saying, who shot Ashley? By the way, how long does it take? By the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? He did that in less than 10 seconds with another sentence after that. That's earth shattering. And now he's going to say more. He's going to talk about the nearly 500 people that the communists in Washington have locked up, people that were welcomed into the Capitol building by FBI assets. That's a term of art. That's people that the FBI controls, whether it be their employees or their stooges. FBI assets opened the doors, swung them open, and said, come on in. It's on videotape. It's in the 14,000 hours of video that the FBI won't release. If this was a coup, Nancy Pelosi, and was the worst revolutionary attempt to overthrow the American government ever, why would you not want us to see it, Nancy? Because what you would see is FBI assets saying in uniform, saying, come on in, opening the door, and then saying, come on in, hurry, go this way, come on in, go that way. And people, you know, in the excitement of the moment, they got suckered into walking in. And if a guy in uniform is telling you, come in, how can you be accused of trespassing? The guy in uniform is saying, come on in. When I visited the Capitol, that's what happened to me. Somebody said, right this way. Come on in. Guy in a uniform. Right through the turnstile. And now you're in the House chambers. Now you're in the Senate chambers. Now you're in the rotunda. I visited all those places that these people walk through between the velvet ropes. The statuary hall below the rotunda. I walked through there just like every other tourist who visits our capital. Our capital. We paid for it with our treasure and our ancestors' blood. It belongs to us, not to Nancy Pelosi. The puke who comes from a city where at the most recent polling, 40% of San Francisco's said, I'm getting the hell out. Now, 40% of San Francisco is getting the hell out of San Francisco. It's that stinking bad in Nancy Pelosi's own congressional district. And she's going to lecture you. By the way, she's never been voted in for any national office. Neither has Chuckie Schumer from New York. Neither of those people has ever polled very many votes, but especially Nancy Pelosi in her solid Democrat, dumb bunny district where she doesn't even need to campaign. But 40% of her constituents want to get the hell out. Anywhere. We'll go anywhere. Just get out. It's that bad. All right, so let's go to... Now, and by the way, I'll come back to this. Let's go back to the president. This is too good.
It's got to be released. And how come so many people are still in jail over January 6th when nobody paid a price for the fire and carnage and death that took place in Democrat-run cities throughout our country?
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the first American politician with, I know I use the term a lot, but what other word is there that covers this? Balls. The first American politician with balls to say on national TV, why are these people in prison? In solitary confinement, let's see, since January 6th, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, that's 6 damn months. That's a long prison sentence for many crimes. They haven't even been charged with anything. Or if they have, they are being held in solitary confinement. How do you defend yourself? These are fathers, mothers, people who once were employed in jobs. Imagine what this has done to their lives. They don't have access to legal counsel. They don't have anything. Held in solitary confinement. Folks, justice is over in America. The rule of law is over in America. And you'll hear the president say later, I'm going to find this for you if I'm good enough. You'll find the point where the president says, we don't have freedom of speech. You'll hear it as soon as we come back. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, we're back. Okay, let's dive right back into the president. We're going to hear the whole thing. We only have a few more minutes to hear of Donald Trump, and we've got half an hour left in which to hear it. So I'll be able to take a couple questions and calls. 512-248-8252. You can start dialing. There's room for your call. 512-248-8252. So let's go back to the president. Here he is. This is towards the end of his presentation yesterday in Sarasota. It's dark now. It's pitch black.
Including Antifa and BLM. How come? How come? And why are our Republican leaders like McConnell afraid to take up the subject and talk about it?
No balls. That's the reason. And they're compromised. McConnell is married to Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao, whose father, James, is a Communist Party stooge, whose shipping company, which has made millions of dollars for Mitch McConnell, is a Chinese People's Liberation Army operation, writing multi-million dollar checks to this puke Mitch McConnell, who's every bit as compromised with the red Chinese as is Hunter Biden. No wonder he doesn't want to know about Hunter Biden's laptop.
disgrace to our country. We need strong leaders. We need leaders like people like this. With me at the top of the ticket, not a single Republican House member lost their race for the first time in decades. Not one. We were supposed to lose 25 seats, and we won 16.
Now,
think of it.
Think of it. Supposed to lose 25, won 16. Nobody that Trump endorsed lost. Unheard of. And what the president is noticing, and congressman after congressman, and people in the election telling the president, wait a minute, in my district, you secured the victory for me. I wasn't going to win. That includes, by the way, Mitch McConnell. I wasn't going to win. I was behind until you got in, until you came to my district, until you conducted a telephone town hall with 20 or 30,000 of my constituents. And you changed the whole election. You were so much more popular in my district that when you weighed in on my behalf, I won. And then, but here's the catch. Here's the proof, the many, many proofs that the election was stolen. Then these people who were elected say, but we're supposed to believe you got fewer votes in my district than I did. You're way more popular than I am, this unknown congressman. You're way more popular. They love you much more than me. But you got less votes than I did? No, you didn't. You obviously got more than I did.
Look at that swing. You know, I called 56 phone calls. They're called town hall calls. They go to the district. I'd have 10, 15, 20,000 people. Every single call I made, the person won. I went to Kevin McCarthy. I said, Kevin, give me every congressman who's down, every congressman who's even, and every congressman who's up by a little. You know, can't call everybody. It turned out to be 56 calls. I made 56 calls. We didn't lose one seat. If I didn't make those calls, you would have lost 25 to 40 seats.
Can you believe that proof of how popular the president was in 2020, folks? He won by a landslide. Joe Biden was clobbered.
And if I didn't come to the rescue of the United States Senate, your numbers now, instead of 50-50, would be 60-40. And Mitch McConnell should never have lost those two seats in the great state of Georgia. Should have never lost them. We would be 60-40 right now. I did all of those teletown halls. We received, and I received almost, think of this, you know, they like to say, well, the local congressman or the local representative, state rep, he was more popular than Trump, but they don't say that. They say there's no way. But here's the number, just came out. I received almost 1.5 million more votes than the Republican House candidates combined. Think of that. So in other words, I had a man come up to me, a real pro, older guy, said, sir, I was going to lose my election. I was going to lose by a lot. And then you got involved. It was a state known as Arizona. And I'm very proud of those Republican state representatives. The state Senate representatives, what they're doing. He said, I was going to lose my election. I was going to lose it big, sir. And then you came along and you did rallies and the level of it. And I won my election by a landslide. But you were much more popular than me, sir. And you won by much less than I did. He said, the election was rigged, sir. There was no way. There was no way that it was possible that I got more votes. I only won because of you. And they said, I got more votes. But look at that, 1.5 million more votes I got. And that's okay. That's not bragging. That's just to show you how corrupt this.
Okay, now I'm going to cut forward a little bit more. We've got Dr. Kelly on the phone. Hang on there, Dr. Kelly. I'm going to get to you. I want to speed to the end of the president's speech, and then we'll go to your call. Anybody else who wants to call in, 512-248-8252. So I'm going to speed forward. He makes another incredible observation here. I'll let you hear it. The president is such an encyclopedia of facts and data that you don't hear. I mean, he is our best news source. He's our most brilliant analytical mind. This guy is an utter genius. and a polymath at that. He's a genius at everything he touches. Let me go forward here a little bit. Listen to this.
Votes than Obama. I've done it without you, and a lot of the people in the audience. I recognize so many. I love this state. We easily won the Cuban American vote in Florida, including a mammoth increase in Miami-Dade County, something that doesn't happen with Republicans. We got a tremendous vote. 15% of Cuban Americans who voted for crooked Hillary Clinton in 2016 switched their votes to us. Yet Joe Biden, who did not even campaign here, supposedly got millions more black votes than Barack Hussein Obama.
Now, listen to that. Listen to that anomaly. The list is as long as your arm. We're supposed to believe that Joe Biden, who did not campaign, who stayed in his mama's basement, that Joe Biden, hiding in Delaware, hidden by the Obama people that operate him, didn't even campaign in Florida. And we're supposed to believe that he got millions more votes in Florida than Barack Hussein Obama. Listen to the way that President Trump notices this.
Now, let me ask you, does anybody really believe that Biden got more black votes than Obama?
Now, a whole group of people with Blacks for Trump T-shirts on stood up cheering for Trump at that moment for that question, shaking their heads. No, no, no.
Especially in the swing states. Well, they really came out to vote in the swing states, really, I'll say. So he got more votes than Barack Hussein Obama. Great, great president. Great. He did a great job. He wasn't divisive at all. Trump's divisive. He wasn't divisive. We have a truly sick election system, and it's got to be changed. Remember this. I am not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I am the one trying to save American democracy.
Now I'll jump forward. You know, there's nothing you can cut out of this that's, you know, there's no fluff in this speech. I'm trying to get the highest of the highlights. Okay, here's another one here.
With that beautiful phrase, made in the USA, made in the USA. Remember, we used to have that. We have it now. We're starting to get it back. And then Biden got elected. They're not using it anymore. We will hold China accountable for the damage and suffering they have caused and charge them $10 trillion at least in reparation.
Did you just hear that, folks? If you missed that 10 seconds of the speech, Donald Trump just told Xi Jinping and the other pukes of the Communist Party in Beijing, I'm dinging you for $10 trillion or more when I'm reelected as president. You're going to pay $10 trillion in reparations for the death and destruction that you and the most murderous regime in the history of the world. This is indisputable. Indisputable. Only Stalin can compete with a 100-year-old Chinese Communist Party, begun at the time of Lenin and Trotsky in Moscow. The most murderous regime, which you've heard people like the Chinese Gordon Chang on your TV set, if you've been fortunate enough to hear Gordon Chang, brilliant Chinese, who has said, we can't know the exact number, but somewhere at least 35 million people have been murdered by the Chinese Communist Party. At least 35 million people, men, women, and babies and children, murdered. And as many as 100 million. The most evil regime in history. And Donald Trump is going to say, you owe us $10 trillion for the hundreds of thousands of Americans you deliberately murdered, along with your friend Anthony Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Stein, Fauchenstein, and his girlfriend, Debbie Birx. Boy, she got out of the kitchen. It got too hot for her in there. You don't see her anymore. Fauci appears to be hiding as well. He needs to look for some country with no extradition treaty when Donald Trump returns to the White House.
We will defend American sovereignty. We will secure America's borders. And we will end illegal immigration once and for all, like we had it just about ended 6 months ago. We will break up big tech, reject left-wing cancel culture, and we will restore the right to free speech in America again, which we don't have. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our Constitution. We will defend the Second Amendment, and we will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will care for our veterans, continue to strengthen our military, and give our police officers, Border Patrol, ICE, and law enforcement our 100% support. We will restore patriotic education to our schools. And we will teach our children to love their country, honor our history, and to stand tall and strong for our great American flag. 245 years ago tomorrow, 56 brave patriots in Philadelphia proudly declared our independence and boldly proclaimed the eternal truth that we are all made equal by the almighty hand of our Creator. For 8 long years of the American Revolution, tens of thousands of ordinary citizens fought, bled, and died in an epic struggle against the most powerful military on the face of the earth. They were the most powerful. They were farmers who bravely stood their ground at Lexington Green and Concord Bridge. They were soldiers who marched barefoot through ice and snow to seize a pivotal victory in Trenton. And they were selfless patriots who did it all so that we, the people, would forever rule our great country. Our movement is up against some of the most sinister forces and entrenched interests that anyone can imagine. But no matter how big or how powerful they may seem, you must never forget, this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you.
Bingo.
Belongs to you. This land is your home, it's your history, it's your heritage, and our magnificent American liberty is your God-given right. You fought for it. The citizens of the United States of America will not be dictated to and talked down to by corrupt politicians, tyrants, left-wing bullies, or socialist bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. I know many of them. I don't like them much. Our forefathers are the people who gave us the world's most majestic and enduring constitution. They are the men and women who crossed the Rockies in covered wagons and who faced unimaginable dangers to win the Wild West and who tamed the wilderness, forged the steel, laid the railroads, dug out the canal, raised up the skyscrapers and built America into the greatest nation in all of history, and we are not going to let it go.
Bingo.
Our ancestors crushed fascism beneath the weight of American tanks. They toppled communism by the sheer strength of American culture. And now we will defeat woke radicalism by the sheer power of American pride. And it's happening. Americans settled the new world. We built the modern world. And from right here in Florida, we launched American astronauts to proudly salute our stars and stripes on that very beautiful moon. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no enemy we cannot match. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is nothing we cannot do.
Now, folks, I've mentioned so many times on this show, How is he going to end this speech? He's ended them all, and I keep reminding you. There's a key phrase that's going to come up, and I want you to fill in the missing word. When he says, we are one, I want you to fill in the next word, because you're in it.
Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
We'll pause right there, and we'll be back with Bruce. Bruce, hang on. We're going to have you in 30 seconds after this break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know.
We're back, folks. And just a couple more seconds of President Trump, and then Dr. Kelly and Bruce in Texas. So let's go to the president. Here he is. He's within a minute of finishing. And I want you to finish the sentence, folks. Finish the phrase. We are one. When he says that, I want you to, you say, fill in the next word, because it's what he's always said. At the end of his speech, he says, we are one, and then he uses this word, always, and it's his greatest achievement. And I think we were the first to really explicitly acknowledge that here on this show. And he mentioned it himself yesterday.
My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun. You know that. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. So with love of America swelling in our hearts and the spirit of July 4th, 1776 stirring in our souls, I say these words to you tonight. We will make our elections free and safe again. We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Sarasota. Thank you, Florida. Enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, let's go to Dr. Kelly out there in California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Dude, I'm going to be restoring the Republic in California and the Rangers in California, and I'm going to fling my gray cowboy hat into the ring in 2024, and I'm going to get rid of the Senate turd that's doing nothing but stinking up the lawn and the front yard, and I'm done with it. So I'm going to probably be looking for your endorsement in a perfect world, and I'll reach out to the Trumpster as well, because I'm tired of this crap, and there is a good solution. It's when people get off their butts, like you do, Kelso, and get in there on that school board and serve and keep going back again. Be like Motorhead, be like Lemmy. If they don't like this album,
indeed,
we'll put out another one. If they don't like this one, we'll put out another one.
You've
and you know,
got it.
There's good
You've
solutions. Got- You're a freaking genius, too. You recognize them. Keep up the good work. And get it, Kelso. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. And we just lost, I lost you, Bruce, there in Texas. You got a rain check for next week. That's a long time to wait. And I apologize for hanging up Bruce in Texas. Hey, all you patriots out there, thank you so much. We'll meet up again in the Trump Clubhouse next week. Hopefully we'll have another Trump event to report live right here, or almost live right here. See you then.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.